Welcome to the Unofficial Landing Podcast, the unofficial podcast for the landing community at Athabasca University. Hail you podcast listeners, this is Ira Glass, and this is This American Life. Ha, actually it's not. It's Heather, and this is your unofficial landing podcast. But if you listen to podcasts with any regularity or even a little bit at all, some of the podcasts you might have heard of are things like Freakonomics, Radiolab, Studio 360, and my personal favorite, This American Life. And so we thought that this would be something that we would try to bring to the landing to expand our sense of student community, but also to reach out to Athabasca students, to staff, to faculty, and yes, to our alumni. And podcasting is the great equalizer because anyone can do it. And the proof is that I am doing it right now, sitting in front of my computer at night in my pajamas. But you don't know that. Well, except that now you do. So for episode 2 of the Unofficial Landing Podcast, we thought that we would try and do some interviews, and we did. And so tonight you're going to hear a talk from Amanda Nielsen, the president of the Athabasca University Grad Students Association, and also some discussion between me, your Unofficial Landing Podcast host, Glenn Gruhl, who is an alumni member of the Master of Distance Education program, who has signed on to be the unofficial co-host of the unofficial podcast, and Amanda, who stuck around to talk to us a little bit about the things that we liked about the landing and about social media use of students, and also some of the more interesting research groups on the landing and what we would do in the event of the zombie apocalypse, always an important subject to talk about beforehand with your loved ones and family. And also with your unofficial podcast co-hosts and guests. So tonight, episode two of our unofficial landing podcast, the things we talk about. Welcome and enjoy. Hello.
Hi.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good. I've never done a Skype call like this.
Really?
Really. Can you see me right now?
So, a word of introduction before we launch into this interview. We at the Unofficial Landing Podcast, and by we, I mean me, are still working out the many, many kinks that come along with any kind of recording technology, particularly when you are not a recording artist so much as you are somebody sitting at home with a cat watching you, as perhaps I might be. So we start off the interview, there's a vicious echo as I'm talking to Amanda Nielsen, who's the president of the Athabasca University Graduate Students Association. So to try and fix this and to keep this from being totally annoying for you, our beloved and most valued listener, we went back in and tried to edit out some of the echo and re-record the questions so that the conversation might actually make some sense. Amanda is perfectly lovely as a guest and perfectly clear to listen to. So obviously the problem rests with us at the Landing Podcast, and by us, I mean me. It's a problem that we're working to fix, and until then, you'll have a slightly stilted interview. We'll try and make it right. So here is, without further ado, the interview with Amanda, talking a bit about who the Athabasca University Graduate Students Association is, what they do, and some of the things that are in store for the association. Here you go, and enjoy! So the first question that we asked Amanda about the Athabasca University Graduate Students Association is about the autonomy of the organization, whether or not it's a body that's attached to Athabasca University, or if it's in fact an independent association. And so here is what Amanda had to say.
The Graduate Student Association is a completely independent body from the main university. How it works is a post-secondary learning act basically gives us the authority to form a graduate student association and to administer our own affairs and to collect fees so that we can administer our own affairs. And we're basically the representatives for students for federal government lobbying, provincial government lobbying, as well as for things like collective agreements for graduate students that allow them to be hired as teaching assistants or research assistants.
So is the hiring of graduate students something that's going to be happening now?
I'm really hoping so. We've submitted a letter to the Athabasca Board of Governors saying that we're ready to negotiate collective agreements. So we're hoping that we'll hear a response. Last night I had a meeting with the VP Academic of Athabasca University, and she indicated to me that we should hear back from them by November. Once those agreements are in place, Athabasca University graduate students can be hired by faculty, and we're going to really encourage faculty to hire students because it's a great learning opportunity.
That sounds really fantastic. So graduate students, is everyone a member or can you choose?
Everyone is a member of AUGSA, and you're a member by virtue of being a graduate student at Athabasca University. And consequently, every graduate student at Athabasca University is also able to run for council or for an executive role with our association.
The terms, is it like a one-year term or two-year term?
So our terms begin May 1st and they go till April 30th. You can run for re-election as many times as you like. The one condition is that you do have to remain an active graduate student. So when you graduate and move on, you're no longer eligible to run for those roles. But it's a one-year term. And basically the goal of that is just so that students can hold their elected representatives accountable. So if you don't like how your executive or your council is performing, just vote them out next time and have someone else in that role.
So that issue of accountability, that must be something that AUGSA is taking really seriously now.
That's really important, yes. I mean, it's the kind of thing where our council includes about 14 representatives who are from the different faculty areas, and those are folks who are able to give us information at the ground level about what's happening in programs, and then our five-person executive team oversees affairs. And we do things like have newsletters, we get student input, we have regular surveys to see what's on students' minds, what they want in terms of advocacy and services. And most recently, we're also going to begin hosting town halls in which students can come and share ideas, share concerns, meet with folks real time, and just chat about what's going on with the association and where they like it to go.
So do you find that students generally know about AUGSA, or are they still just learning about it?
I think it's starting to get a lot better. When I first joined AUGSA, our first survey that we put out had a dismal response rate. It was seriously like in the realm of like 1-2% turnout, which is dismal. Our last survey that we had for our students was around 11 or 12%, which still isn't fabulous, but it does indicate a growing awareness of our association. The other thing is that we host in-person meet and greets, and I've gone to a few of these things now, and students definitely seem to be aware that we exist and aren't even watching our YouTube videos and know more about us than even I thought they would. So
there's a YouTube channel?
There is a YouTube channel, yes. It's pretty cheesy, but it's a fun channel.
I think the cheesier the better,
yeah,
when it comes to things like that. So you said that there are council members. What do the council do?
So we have two council meetings per month. And during council meetings, we conduct the governance of the association. So that's where we decide on anything from a bylaw amendment to an expenditure of money to a policy position. And it's basically where we have our student representatives coming together and making decisions about what the AUGSA should do in terms of our policy priorities, what services we should provide, and how we govern ourselves, so our processes as well.
So what are some of the things that AUGSA has done lately?
Lately, we have a bunch of cool things going on. This is only about our second year of being in full existence. Before that, graduate students were represented by our undergraduate association. So some of the cool things we've been working on lately are, it's October, so lately we've been hosting online orientation sessions for our members. Those sessions are just basically an hour and a half where students can go real time and learn more about the services the university provides and ask questions. We also offer scholarships, so money to students. That's always good. We offer professional development opportunities. So since this is a landing podcast, one of the things that we have in the landing right now is an online courselet on social media and enhancing your professional learning. And we're hoping to host more of those in the future as well. We contribute to a provincial conference where students can go and develop their skills. We have our e-newsletter. Hopefully people read that. We have meet and greets all the time. We make a donation to the library annually as well, which I know you're especially keen about.
I am.
And right now, we're looking into the possibility of a health and dental plan as well.
Health and dental. Tell me more about that.
So the health and dental plan is something we've had on the books for consideration for some time now. It would basically be affordable health and dental benefits that students would have access to as part of being a graduate student at AU. It would be a mandatory plan, which means students would either have to pay the health and dental fee or opt out by proving existing healthcare coverage. And so because it is a mandatory fee, we would be going to referendum on that. And students would need to vote and decide, do they actually want to have a health and dental plan or not? So that'll be something students will be going to the polls on soon.
And how exactly do the grad students go to the polls?
We do our voting through online voting, and it's perfectly secure. I'd love to see that in all elections in Canada, to be honest. It doesn't make sense to me that we don't offer it. Students basically just enter in their student ID, their password. It verifies that you are the person you say you are. Then you cast your vote from there.
And what was it that brought you into this position?
Post-secondary is a big part of my life now. So prior to getting involved with OGSA, I worked at the University of Alberta Students' Union for over 3 years in various roles there, from Director of Student Group Services to Director of a SafeWalk program, which is a campus safety program, and volunteer with orientation and the whole program's there. And in my day job, I work as a post-secondary administrator in the field of student recruitment. So I have a lot of post-secondary stuff going on, and I thought getting involved with OGSA would be a great opportunity to contribute and help make Athabasca an even better place for graduate students to study.
So you've kind of got the post-secondary thing in the blood then.
I guess so. I guess you can say that by now. I don't envision getting out anytime in the near future.
So what are some of the crazier propositions you've had? I heard somebody wanted to rename OGSA?
That is true. We had a request from a student to rename OGSA to ARGSA. That's ARRGH. Basically, it was for the Speak Like a Pirate Day. So we did have one council meeting where we did have a few ARGSAs thrown around. It was pretty cute. We would be very unique if we had a pirate-themed association.
So what you're saying is that if a bunch of students wanted to, rename OGSA to ARGSA, is that something that they could just approach council about?
It definitely is. And if you got a bunch of students who got together and they were super committed to ARGSA, they could bring it to council and they'd probably have a convincing case. I think we'd probably chuckle at you, though, collectively.
And so there you have it, student democracy at its best. If grad students want to rename OGSA to ARGSA, hey, they could. And that was Amanda Nielsen, president of the Athabasca University Graduate Students Association, or OGSA, or maybe ARGSA. And we thank her so much for coming on to episode 2 of the Unofficial Landing Podcast. So that was the interview with Amanda Nielsen, who gave us the lowdown on the Graduate Students Association at the university. And after we finished up with that, Glenn Gruhl came online, and so we hung out talking for a little bit and trying to get the conference call in Skype set up.
Setting
as you
up
can hear.
The recording. Okay. So I'm recording now. And I'm just going to bring Amanda in. She's just going to listen because we already did our big long interview. So she said she was going to creep the conversation. So hang on. Sorry. It's all end to conference. Okay. So I'm just connecting to Amanda.
As an aside, we're still getting our sea legs under us. So it took a little bit of doing.
Okay, Amanda, can you hear me now?
I can, yes. Hello.
Okay. Hello. And Glenn is on the line now, too.
Hi, Glenn. I'm pretty good, and you?
Pretty good, thanks.
I'm just going to creep in the background and mute myself, is what Heather and I decided.
I have to apologize about the sound quality. Someone has thrown a wash in the laundry. It's right near the office, so.
It's just one of those uniquely distance ed problems.
Absolutely.
So just to let you know, Glenn, I'm recording this right now for the podcast. And so I guess what we're doing, and Amanda is going to jump in because I know she will. So we're just talking a bit about the use of student media and doing like an arm's length media, like an unofficial podcast, because it's something that I think is missing from the Athabasca community right now. We have the AUSU Voice, which is like a newsletter, newspaper put out by the Undergraduate Student Union, but not a whole lot of other media going on.
You know, there's the blogging groups and the different types of groups that are going on, and it's all been a number of people that have been setting that up and trying it out. And I find that that's a really great creative way that students participate and faculty, and everybody gets mixed in to the participation.
Yeah, it's like everybody's still just finding out that there's an actual community of students and staff and faculty that we can talk to. Because when I started my program, and I'm in the Master of Arts Integrated Studies degree program, I felt like it was just me. And maybe, you know, the 15 other people in my first class, but after that it seemed kind of solitary. So when they started up the landing, it was like, oh, wow, there's all these other people out there.
A question for you both, and that is, do you think that there should be some kind of modeling or mentoring for students and staff and faculty to encourage them to use the landing more, and not in the sense of a course, but more in the sense of a workshop or presentations, a series of presentations?
See, I totally think there should be, and it's not something that the Grad Student Association has started trying to put forward with these orientation sessions that they're running, because they're doing that online. Amanda, is it through the landing or is it through Moodle?
Those are our online orientation sessions are actually through gotomeeting.com, which is our software that we use for our council meetings as well. The landing is great, but right now it doesn't really allow for real-time conversation. And for an orientation session, it's nice to be able to have that real-time question-answer interaction with students.
Yeah, and last winter, actually, there was AU Social Media Technologies mini-course that the grad students were invited to as a pilot research project for a PhD student, with the Athabasca Distance Edge doctoral program. And I was in the trial group that was doing that, and it was another great way to meet other students in the program and also learn a bit about how to use social media as a networking professional tool. So it seems like Landing is one of the great places where you could really start some informal and formal mentorship. And so, Glenn, you were in the... I'm just looking at your profile on the landing, which I'm surfing the landing as I talk. Mm-hmm. So you were in the MDDE program. That's the Masters of Distance Ed?
Yes. And I had been involved primarily with the predecessor to the landing, the Me to You social networking tool. And I learned quite a bit about using it for that, and then all of the blog posts and forums and presentations content that I had been doing had been migrated over to Athabasca University.
So there was a landing before a landing?
Yeah, it's sort of an experimental pilot precursor to the landing. And it really got me started anyway. But now that I've graduated from the MDE program in May of, was it last year? Last year, I had actually used the landing for my portfolio. And so I had been getting involved with the landing from its start, just testing it out and trying it out, and then doing some blogging and continuing to do the blogging. The tool itself really lends itself nicely to cooperative learning, where, you know, you can go in and check other people's work and keep in touch. But really, up till now, there hasn't actually been this opportunity for collaborative work, where I'm actually working with people and having a chance to do it more creatively, I'd say.
And so you're an alumni member, then, of the landing?
Yes.
So we've got students, we've got undergraduate and graduate, we've got faculty members, because I see some of my professors hanging around on the landing, and I see staff from time to time. There's a small core group of staff that are around. Have you come across a whole lot of alumni members, though, or are you a rare bird?
Actually, there are a few people on the landing that have been that are alumni, and really love the ongoing connection and opportunity to talk and find out more about what's going on in different fields, not just the field of study that I have been involved with, but just having the chance to meet people from different programs and sort of develop synergies and cooperate and start up ideas, different projects. This has been quite interesting.
Yeah, I'm just looking through the list of all of the groups that are active on the landing, and it's one of those things where you can look at the newest groups and see what's going on, and I can see there's a brand new group that's opened up for the counseling program students to talk to each other about some of their experiences, something called the Compassion Fatigue Matrix Project. That sounds interesting. I think I'm going to try and figure out who those people are. And there's even a zombie research group. What do you think of that?
I find that hilarious. I was sort of taken aback by it, and I'm thinking, are they serious? but yes, absolutely. When you really look at it and you start thinking about it, it's sort of got an interesting twist. But when you take it as a metaphor for, how society is and how we relate to things, and it gets to be quite interesting, not to mention fun, especially coming up to.
I just found the AU Lady Gaga Research Group, a place, it says, for AU's Little Monsters and other Lady Gaga fans, critics, and voyeurs. And Glenn and Amanda, that sounds to me like the perfect group to try and invite in for an interview.
Sort of takes it
And now, podcast listeners, I'm sorry to say that the vicious echo reasserted itself just as Glenn and Amanda and I were starting to get a little more chillaxed with our conversation, a little more laid back, and so we talked a little bit more about the academic stuff, about the landing and research groups and synergies and all the big words that should be thrown around when you talk about these things. But as the end of the night approached, we were getting a little bit punchy, and the topic of conversation turned slightly. And this is when, unfortunately, the echo was at its worst, because the question was, and it's an internet meme, you've probably seen it going on out there. Imagine, if you will, that the zombie apocalypse is upon you, and you have only a split second to defend yourself. So look to your right immediately and see what it is that's within reach. What do you grab to defend yourself against a zombie? Quick, hurry! And what is it? And for me, sadly, it was a pink plastic stapler, which could be a good weapon in a zombie apocalypse. Probably not all that effective, what with the range issues. And so I pose the question to Amanda and to Glenn, and here is what they said.
I have my favorite drink, which is a sugar-free Red Bull. So I would gulp that down, I'd grow some wings, and I'd get the heck out of there and live. So that's what I'd do.
Oh boy, it's a terrible thought, because I've got two choices here. One is honestly, it's a small screwdriver, but that's too obvious. And the second one, don't ask me why it's there. There's a whole story behind that. And the second one probably might be more useful, is a Halls wrapper. So it's a Halls wrapper for Lawson. So what I would do is I would just take the wrapper and I would just cover his mouth, or its mouth.
And so it became immediately obvious that with my pink plastic stapler, Glenn's Halls wrapper, and small screwdriver,
and Amanda's foolproof plan to escape, that in the zombie apocalypse, the podcast duties would fall to Amanda. And she said,
If there is a zombie apocalypse, I will assure that my number one priority is to keep this podcast going. You have my commitment on that.
And so I think it's important to point out that although the three of us managed to have a fairly academic conversation early on about social media, its importance to a sense of community at Athabasca, and the kinds of interesting research groups we seem to have going on in the landing, that doesn't really take all that long for the conversation to break down into, well, theorizing for the zombie apocalypse. And I would also point out that although this is the unofficial landing podcast, I think we can pretty much guarantee that Amanda will keep us running should anything remotely zombie-like happen. And after all, Halloween just around the corner. Well, our podcast today was produced by me, Heather Clitheroe, with special thanks to Steve Swettenham, Instructional Media Analyst with the Center for Learning Design and Development, for his technical advice and suggestions, and to the crew at The Landing for promoting the unofficial podcast. Special thanks to Amanda Nielsen, President of the Athabasca University Graduate Students Association, who talked to us today about all things student advocacy, and to alumni Glenn Gruhl, who, even though he was nearly drowned out by a washing machine, was able to talk to us about the use of social media in education and how he fended off a zombie with a cough drop wrapper. Music today was provided to us by Dr. Mark McCutcheon, professor and landing blogger extraordinaire. We thank him for that and for the music. And you know, when we first decided to start up the unofficial landing podcast, we weren't sure about our zombie disaster plan, but we'll rest easy knowing this.
If there is a zombie apocalypse, I will assure that my number one priority is to keep this podcast going.
I'll be back soon with another unofficial podcast, but until then, you'll find me on The Landing at landing.athabascau.ca and by email.